Zondervan presents Coffee Shop Conversations, Making the Most of Spiritual Small Talk by Dale and Jonalyn Fincher. Read by the authors.
To our grandparents, Dee Dee and Velma Davis,
Mary Taylor, George and Grace Latapy,
whose ordinary lives with Jesus look extraordinary in the world.
Preface: A Coffee Shop Conversation. Traveling in Tennessee, we stop for drinks at a coffee shop. Standing in line, a tall, lovely woman with short, curly hair smiles at me and says, "Great haircut." "Thanks, I love your curls," I tell her. "Yeah, thanks, I was thinking of a new way to get mine cut." She fingered the curls at the nape of her neck. "Oh, you could totally do this," I say. "I used to have long hair, but I had to cut it really short because of this illness." Her voice trails off. Then she brightens. "But I like yours. I've seen that style in magazines, but now I see what it looks like on someone's head. Yeah, like 3D. We smile. After a quick glance at the overhead menu, she asks, "Do you live here?" "No, we're from Colorado, in town for business." "What do you do?" "My husband and I, we run a nonprofit." "What kind of nonprofit?" "It's called Soulation. We help people have healthy souls." "Oh, wow, that's really neat." "Yes, it's very rewarding. I'm speaking at a church tomorrow." I tell her the name. "Have you heard of it?" She shakes her head. "I don't know where that is. I'm still kind of new to this area." She pauses, lowers her voice, and says, "It's so different here than from where I'm from, the Northeast." "Yep, it is very Christian here," I add. "Exactly. I'm not used to this at all. Sometimes Christian culture can be almost repressive," I say. "Yeah." She looks grateful at me. I ask her, "You said you had an illness?" "Oh, it was so involved, encephalitis. I mean, I recovered and was recuperating so well, then they said I'd have to cut off all my hair because of an infection." "How frustrating," I tell her. "It really was. I felt so vain for caring about it so much, but," I tell her, "I think hair is really important to women." "I wish people realized that," she chimes. "You know," I say, "there's this wonderful Jewish proverb that says, hair is a woman's glory." "That's interesting. I've never heard that." "It's one of my favorites from the Bible," I add. The cashier asks for my order. I step forward and order, then glance to my left and say, "Have fun growing your hair out." She smiles as we head for our table. "Thanks."
Introduction: Humble Confidence. You know what's really unattractive about Christians? Our artist friend Jeff once said to us, "They're always on mission. Too many Christians think they have nothing to gain from others except to get them saved. I don't like it when anyone has an agenda and is not visiting with me straight up. Why can't they stop, pay attention, and listen?" We've asked ourselves the same question. Author Anne Lamott writes in her spiritual memoir, Traveling Mercies, "Most Christians seem almost hostile in their belief that they are saved and you aren't." In his letter to the Church of Colossae, Paul writes to be wise in the way we act toward those who believe differently from us, to make the most of every opportunity by conversing in ways full of grace. When we moved to a small house in the woods, we noticed how the chipmunks scurried out on mission only to hurry back to their hole. Chipmunks remind us of the way we used to approach evangelism, treating people as mission projects, scurrying out to them only to hurry back to the safety of our den. This is not making the most of every opportunity.
For several years, we've been growing into a new way of conversing that is helping us listen without scurrying away. Every person, we believe, has something to teach us about life. While we believe Jesus distinguishes himself as the Savior and King of us all, and while we obey his teachings because we believe they give us the best roadmap for life, we also believe the Bible.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?